It's the Thursday Morning House Call with Dr. Lane Iena, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Good morning once again. Big lineup with you in studio with me, Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. I'm glad the cold snap is over. I mean, I love the cold weather, but Boy, it was really cold earlier this week.
I think that's one of those too much of a good thing scenarios, right? I love the cold weather, too. When it starts dipping down that low, kind of restricts what you can do, certainly what you can do outside with your kiddos.
You can't do a whole lot, none. You got to make sure all the weather stripping and everything is, you know.
Make sure your animals are inside. If you're cold, They're cold.
Right. So anyway, what are we talking about today?
So, very topical. I wanted to talk about some of the down feelings that can come during the wintertime. We've never talked about this before, but there are kind of two different variants of this I wanted to talk about. One is just kind of the winter blues. That affects almost half of everybody at some point during the winter, believe it or not. Very common, and if you get a little retrospective and think back, you could think, I think that has happened to me. The other one is seasonal affective disorder, and that's the big one. That one's more akin to something like depression. So, for the winter blues, that's the more common one. It's much less severe. You're just kind of feeling blah, right? You're not outside as much, not getting as much sunshine, so you feel less motivated. Maybe you get a little snippy, get a little cranky with everybody else. You're a little more tired, a little more fatigued, but it doesn't necessarily interfere with your life. You still go to work, you still get stuff done, you still get stuff around your house. Maybe you're reaching for more comfort foods while you're around the house, maybe more carb-heavy foods. Lord knows, that's me, man. They're always calling to me since I've turned my back on them. But regardless, just blah, I think is the best word. It's so common, you probably don't even mention it to people. You may not even recognize that you have it because you just push through. You just, you know, to quote Office Space, that 90s movie, you got a case of the Mondays. It's kind of like having a case of the Mondays for several weeks, right? So if it's the winter blues, there's not too much to think about, not too much to worry about. It'll go away. Get outside, move around a little bit more. Tends to be all right, especially if you get a little more sunshine, a little more exercise in your life. That tends to fight it. What's more serious is seasonal affective disorder. The acronym of which is SAD, which I always thought was the best acronym in medicine. This one is much more similar to depression, and I do have patients that get on medication for this during this time of year. It does tend to help them. Now, what's the difference? These are like significant fatigue. They're much more akin to depression. When you just, doc, when I wake up, I can't wait to get back in bed. I don't want to get out of bed. There's nothing that can pull me out of my house. Even work starts to slip. Time with family and friends, these aren't the same for everybody. You may become a little more reclusive, right? Loss of interest in things you used to enjoy. I like cars. So if I suddenly saw a Lamborghini Countach drive down the road and I thought, who cares? That would be red flags all over the place for my wife. So things like that used to bring you joy, maybe fishing this time of year, maybe hunting. If you just think, doc, I can't bring myself to go get in the stand, and that's not like you, that's a red flag. Changes in sleep, that can go both directions, too much or too little. If it's a little more on the anxiety side, it can be the other side where your body will wake you up at 2, 3 a.m. and then your head just starts racing. If you think about it, it's a natural defense mechanism. If your body thinks you're in danger because of all this depression, because of this anxiety, it doesn't want you to sleep because your body thinks you're in danger. So it's trying to wake you back up, but that is not good for you over the course of weeks to months. Difficulty concentrating is a big one from all these other things. You can't focus at work, can't focus at home, can't get anything done. Noticeable change in appetite or weight. My wife and I are perfect examples of the exact opposites on this. I will put on weight like it's my job when I'm depressed or anxious. Missy's one of those people that when she gets anxious or stressed, she doesn't eat as much. And it's funny that people can go both directions. I mean, we are in the exact same scenario. You know, let's say we got the same family stress. My head's in the fridge. She hasn't eaten today. It just depends on how your body reacts to it. And then just that general feeling of hopelessness. So a lot of these, if you're listening, you're probably thinking, wow, that sounds a lot like depression. It is. It is a whole lot. Very, very, very similar to depression. So what do you do about that one? Well, with the winter blues, you'll probably be okay. The seasonal affective disorder, I would recommend you go talk to your physician. This could be something that they want to talk about a medicine with. There are other coping mechanisms you can use in the meantime. It's the same ones for the winter blues. Going outside for walks in the sunshine is the big one. Eating a healthy diet. Trying to keep to a strict regimen of sleep, even though it's getting dark earlier, still setting your alarm saying 10 o'clock's bedtime and I get up at 6. Having those good, usual schedules help. And just reaching out for help, a family member, a friend, a good priest or pastor, that can help too. But really, you really want to go talk to your doctor if you're having those severe symptoms. That's so important with mental health, which we have talked about before. And in seasonal affective disorder, it's no different.
And you can also treat that medically if necessary.
That's what I'm saying. Your doctor could get you some medication. And I have patients that are on medicine 4 or 5 months a year. So
and there's
very common. Nothing wrong with that. And it helps them live a happier life.
All right. Very well. Great advice from Dr. Lane Iena. So that is this week's edition of Thursday Morning House Call, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.